والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها سما وعميانا. صدق الله العظيم. This is actually الصفة العاشرة. This is the 10th attribute. And one of the greatest attributes of the believers, the true believers. May Allah make us of them. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are those الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. If they are reminded in whatever way, whether it's somebody reminding them or they are being reminded by something. No, because at the end of the day, in everything there is a sign. فَوَعَجَبًا كَيْفَ يُعْصَى الْإِلَهُ أَمْ يَجْحَدَهُ الْجَاحِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. The poet says, how amazing it is. How can Allah be disobeyed? Or how can He even be disbelieved in? When in everything there is a sign that points to His oneness, جَلَّ فِعُلَىٰ. So the true believers, Ibadur Rahman, Allah make us of them, Ameen. Let's make the dua as many times as we can. That when they are reminded by whoever or by whatever of the signs of their Lord, لَمْ يَخِرُّ عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانَا. They don't pass by. In actual fact, خَرَّ يَخِرُّ has got several meanings in the Arabic language. One is to fall down from a high place to a low place. Another meaning is to actually go into sujood. خَرُّ سُجَّدًا, as it comes in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا خَرُّ سُجَّدًا وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Allahu Akbar. In fact, this is one of the 15 آيات السجدة. This is one of the 15 verses of sajda. When you hear this verse, when it's being recited, and you have wudu, then it is compulsory according to Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. There's difference of opinion amongst the scholars, but according to Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, it is compulsory if you hear this verse that you have to make sujood al-tilawa, sajda al-tilawa. Otherwise, you can. There is also a dhikr to recite. But what is in this ayah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَدَاتُ الْحَصْرُ وَقَصْرُ. Without any exception, يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا. So without any exception, those who truly believe in our signs are who? Those that when they are reminded about the signs of Allah, by whoever or by whatever, what do they do? خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا. They immediately go into sujood. وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, and they glorify the praises of their Lord. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, and they are not filled with pride or arrogance. Now here's a very important point. Coming back to the verse we are dealing with tonight from Ibad al-Rahman, الصفت العاشر of the 10th attribute, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانًا. الْأَشْيَا تُعْرَفُ بِدِدِّهَا. The Arabs have a saying, things are known by their opposites. So if the believers, if they are reminded about the signs of Allah, what do? They either go into sujood, if it's a sajda tilawa, or they glorify the praises of their Lord Jalla fi'ula, and they are not filled with pride or arrogance. The opposite thereof is that they do not, when they are reminded about the signs of Allah, they don't walk by, or they do not pass by like a deaf and blind person. Like a deaf and blind person. And that deafness and then blindness, we're not talking obviously about the physical. We're talking about spiritual deafness and spiritual blindness, which comes from what? Which comes from kibr. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. So if we look at what we dealt with last night, and if we look at what we dealt with in the second attribute, that عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, or the first attribute even, that they walk on the earth gently. In other words, without pride, without insolence, without arrogance. It's very important. And then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. You know, يُكْرِمُونَ عَنْفُسُهُمْ. They honor themselves by keeping away from haram. But the bottom line is that the ibad al-Rahman are people of tawadu. They are people of humility. Because a person with arrogance, insolence, and pride will never see the signs of Allah, even if they bite him on the nose. That's how dangerous pride is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. I will turn my signs away from those who walk on this earth with unjustified pride. So as soon as a person has got pride, and pride comes from what, by the way? It's very important, we actually go to the source. What is Abul Kibr? What's the father of pride? Anybody know? Anybody? Al-Ujub. Vanity. Al-Ujub, Abul Kibr. Vanity is the father of pride. You see, what is vanity? Vanity is when a person thinks a lot about themselves. Either they think a lot about their muscles, you know, that they are strong, or they think a lot about their beauty, that they're the most beautiful, the most handsomest person, or they think a lot about their knowledge. You know, don't just think that this applies to people of wealth and of beauty. No, even people of knowledge, very dangerous. Wallahi, billahi, tallahi. If not the most dangerous, the one that has a lot of knowledge. If it goes to their heads, very dangerous. The one that has a lot of wealth, the one that has a lot of certificates hanging on the wall, the one that comes from a certain tribe or a certain dao or a certain gam, or carries a certain passport, whatever the case might be, the one that might have a certain color skin or a certain texture of hair, a certain sharpness or straightness or flatness of nose. Very, very dangerous. Why? You see, that person can be on a deserted island all by themselves, and they will just stay as a vain person, a person with mu'jibun bi nafsihi. They will be vain about themselves. But if you take them off that deserted island and you put them in a society and they start comparing themselves to others, what do they do? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, mal kibru ya Rasulullah, what is pride, O Messenger of Allah? What did he answer? Batrul haq wa ghamtun nas. It is to reject the truth when it is told to you, and it's to look down on other people. Do you not understand why kibr is the child, if you like, of ujub? Ujub is the father of pride. Vanity is the father of pride. And a person who has pride, a person who rejects the truth when it is told to them and looks down on other people, will never see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us humble. Ibad al-Rahman, they have the quality of humility, so that when they are reminded by the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do? They either go into sujood, like the ayat sajidah, or they glorify the praises of the Lord Jalla fi'ula. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of ibad al-Rahman, always looking out. Inshallah, we'll speak more tomorrow night about the signs of Allah, how to go and look and recognize and always be ready to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.